Evening Prayers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you that your word enlightens my eyes, purifies my soul, and preserves me for eternal life. As I reach the end of this day, I thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed on me. I ask for forgiveness for the sins I have committed today. I pray that as I sleep, you would restore my strength and empower me for a new day tomorrow. Lord, bless me and keep me. Make your face shine upon me. Turn your face towards me and give me peace.
Amen. King of kings, Lord of lords, thank you that your word revives my soul, gives wisdom to my mind, and produces joy in my heart. As I lay down to sleep, I am reminded of your promise that those who hope in you will have their strength renewed. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Fill me with all strength and peace in believing, so that by your power I may abound in hope.
Amen. Faithful Father, thank you that your work is perfect, your ways are just, and you are a God of faithfulness. As I lay down to sleep, I entrust myself into your care. I ask that you bring peace to my mind, rest to my body, and restoration to my spirit. You are able to do far more abundantly than all that I ask or imagine, according to your power at work within me. To you be glory throughout all generations, forever and ever.
Amen. Mighty God, thank you that you are my shield and my strength. You have promised that all who are weary and burdened should come to you, and you will give rest. I ask that you give me rest this evening. May the word of Christ dwell in me richly, teaching me in all wisdom, and producing holiness in my heart, that I may glorify you in my life. May I sleep with thankfulness in my heart to God.
Amen. Creator God, thank you that you are gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. You have been faithful to watch over and protect me during this day. I ask that you would continue to watch over me throughout the night. You are the God of peace. May you sanctify me completely, and may my whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. You, who called me, are faithful to the end.
Amen. Loving Father, thank you that you are my rock and fortress. I can always find refuge in you. I come before you, weary from today, and ask that you restore my strength and my spirit as I sleep. Watch over me and grant me true rest in you tonight, Lord. May the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved me and gave me eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort my heart and establish me in every step I take tomorrow.
Amen. Lord of the nations, thank you that you are the light of the world, guiding my steps on your path. You have guided me throughout this day, and I entrust you to guide me tomorrow. May I sleep securely, safe in your hands. Replace my fear of the future with faith in your providence. You are the God of peace, the great shepherd of the sheep. May you equip me with everything good that I may do your will. Work in me that I may be pleasing in your sight.
Amen. All-knowing God, thank you that you know me and you love me. You know everything that has happened to me today, the highs and the lows, the joy and the sorrow. As I lay down to sleep, may I reflect on the goodness you have shown me. While I sleep, you continue to watch over me. May the love of the Father, the tenderness of the Son, and the presence of the Spirit gladden my heart and bring peace to my soul, today and for all days. Amen. Amen.
Everlasting Father, thank you that I am never alone. Your presence calms the troubled sea of my life and speaks peace to my soul. Remove the stress that I am carrying from my day and help me rest peacefully in the security of your hand. Bless me with restful sleep. May you, the God of all grace, who has called me into eternal glory by Christ Jesus, make me holy, strong, and filled with peace. To you be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen.
Wonderful Counselor, thank you that you are perfectly faithful. You never forget, never fail, and never take back a promise. You have promised that, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. As I look to you, the Good Shepherd, may I find true rest in your care. May the peace of God enfold me, the love of God uphold me, and the wisdom of God control me.
Amen. I adore you, my God, and I love you with all my heart. I thank you for having created me, for having made me a Christian, and for having preserved me this day. Pardon me for the evil I have done today. If I have done anything good, be pleased to accept it. Protect me while I take my rest, and deliver me from all dangers. May your grace be always with me.
Amen. O my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended you. I detest all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all, because they offend you, my God, who are all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of your grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to amend my life.
Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls.
Amen. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide.
Amen. Eternal Father, I offer thee the Sacred Heart of Jesus, with all its love and all its sufferings and all its merits. First, to expiate all the sins I have committed this day and during all my life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen. Second, to purify the good I have done poorly this day and during all my life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Third, to supply for the good I ought to have done, and that I have neglected this day and all my life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.